If we look at the final stroke there, there's a very gentle going down of the stroke and then a long horizontal stroke, and it's exactly the same formation in this letter of 2000. We've got the very tall pointed upper zone strokes of the L and the D. And if we examine these under a microscope, which I have done...
All right, Democrats just made an intense move to force the release of more Epstein files, more historic documents like the birthday book that we just got 48 hours ago, and more testimony from either victims or survivors of the case. Now, the reaction of Republicans has been stunning but expected. They have been running defense for Donald Trump. They have been saying they don't think it's his signature. It's fake news. One MAGA congressman even says he's never even seen it. And when Manu Raju tries to show it to him, he says, I don't want to see it. So these people are like burying their heads in the sand, but quite literally trying to blind themselves by burying their heads in the sand. It's not even a metaphor anymore. These people want to be willfully blind. And as this is happening, Chuck Schumer, who I have many criticisms of, he just filed an amendment to the NDAA that would force the release of the Epstein files. He then made a procedural maneuver on the floor that will force a Senate vote on the amendment. So at the very least, Republicans have to once again go on record and try to block more documents like that birthday book from coming out that was sent to the Epstein state, then sent from the Epstein state, then released by Congress. Now, Republicans are trying to block that because they don't know how to handle the evidence that has already come out. We'll talk about the Democrats' move in just one moment. We'll talk about a handwriting expert who has debunked the Republican lie. But let's start with how MAGA Republicans are reacting to this. Remember, none of them know what to say. They just say it's a hoax. One dude says he doesn't even want to see the letter. He's like, please do not show it to me.
The president says he did not sign it, so I take the president at his word.
I trust what the president said, and the Oversight Committee is looking into it.
Mr. Speaker, do you think the Trump birthday note to Epstein is real?
I don't. They say it's not.
It's been there for 4 years, and now it's just come out. I just don't
know. So you think really someone might have just forged this somehow? And
sent I mean, somehow. It's so easy to do. I just don't buy any of it right now.
Have you seen that letter? And do you
I've not, but I would love to see it, like, matched with his handwriting.
Yeah.
It just seems really, really wild. Yeah, I don't want to see it.
This dude just said, I don't want to see it. He's willfully burying his head in the sand. And when Burchett says that Biden was sitting on this letter for 4 years, he wasn't. This was sent by the Epstein estate. This was from Jeffrey Epstein's own estate. And Congress was able to release it, no thanks to Republicans, except for a few, like Thomas Massey and even Marjorie Taylor Greene has been on the side of the survivors. But in this clip, Donald Trump talks about his signature and he denies it. Then I want to play you this signature expert debunking what he says.
He signed the birthday letter.
It's not my signature and it's not the way I speak. And anybody that's covered me for a long time know that's not my language. It's nonsense. And frankly, you're wasting your time. All you do is trying to get off the great success of DC and about 200 other things we've done that are so successful. This is a great, great success, and we have so many. I don't think any president in their first 8 months has had anywhere near the success that we've had.
I like how one of Trump's primary arguments at the beginning is that that's not how I speak. He's basically saying I'm too dumb, like I don't have the language in that letter, even though the letter was clearly a script that was either written by him or someone else in a screenwriting format. It wasn't supposed to be Trump's direct words. Either way, the letter came from him. It doesn't matter who's the one that wrote or typed or printed or stamped it all together. This letter came from Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein. He's lying. He's obfuscating. And, you know, if we want to talk about all the other issues that he claims he's winning on, what is it? The Ukraine war, which is now escalating into World War III as Poland is shooting down drones in their territory. We could talk about Gaza, which is being starved as Netanyahu dog walks Trump over and over and over. We could talk about the alliances we've lost or the domestic implications of cutting Medicaid and Medicare. We could talk about all of these things because Trump just lies. He lies about them. And that's why we shouldn't believe these MAGA congressmen and MAGA congresswomen. The MAGA congresswomen are, like, you know, playing defense for him too. And what they're doing is trying to say, just trust the president, trust the president's word. When has that worked on anything else? Donald Trump and Pam Bondi have very intentionally lied throughout this entire thing. So why would we trust them? Signature on Epstein card, absolutely Trump, according to a handwriting expert. Yeah, no shit, it's going to be Trump. He sent this letter because he was friends with Epstein.
In my professional opinion, the chances of this not being his signature are too minuscule to talk about. The signature that came up last night purported to be Donald Trump. I can absolutely say it is Donald Trump. But it's very much the signature that Donald Trump had in the early 2000s as opposed to his signature now, because it's changed really quite a lot since he's become president.
That's actually something I pointed out in videos. When he's become president, or since he's become president, it's become more mechanical and just and easy, because he has to sign off on so much stuff. This was a different signature that can be matched, different signatures at that very time frame.
We can compare it. This was purported to have been written in 2003, I believe, and this is 2000. So it's only 3 years apart, so it's relatively recent. If we look at the final stroke there, there's a very gentle going down of the stroke and then a long horizontal stroke, and it's exactly the same formation in this letter of 2000. We've got the very tall pointed upper zone strokes of the L and the D. And if we examine these under a microscope, which I have done, you would see that they were exactly the same. And the idea that it could be forged would be almost impossible. When I'm analyzing somebody's handwriting, somebody's signature, the whole text, it's how they are at that time. It's, if you like, a snapshot of the personality in time. And we do change over time. Sometimes we change in minuscule ways. Even during the day, we can feel more tired or more upset about something, and I can see minor changes in the handwriting. However, with Donald Trump, there have been huge changes over the last 20 years. And the reason why it's changed now is he has had to become far more aggressive, far more adamant, far more absolutely assertive in every single thing that he says and he does, hence the total angularity of his writing.
It's incredibly interesting to see all the signatures from the early 2000s lined up side by side. I'm no handwriting expert, but you could see at one point, like, yeah, these are the exact same signatures, of course. This brings me back to Chuck Schumer filing an amendment to the NDAA that would force the release of the Epstein files. He made a procedural maneuver on the floor that would force a Senate vote on the amendment as well, which at the very least gets Republicans on the record saying they don't want any more evidence like this book released. And, you know, this book was honestly a really key piece of evidence. It was known to certain investigators, but just never released to the public. And in this book, you see hundreds of different letters. Not every single letter is inherently incriminating. I'm sure some people just sent him a letter and didn't understand the full scope of the situation. But many people clearly did understand the full scope of the situation. Like at least a dozen people, by looking at some of these writings or some of these jokes or some of the moves taken by Alan Dershowitz. Like when Alan Dershowitz is making sly remarks and Trump is making sly remarks, and then there are drawings of Epstein getting a massage, it begins to paint a pretty convincing picture that people knew. And this was sent in 2003. This was 3 years after Donald Trump said that Virginia Giuffre was groomed out of Mar-a-Lago. He said different words. He said stolen out of the spa or whatever, but she was groomed by Jeffrey Epstein as a young girl. And Donald Trump still sent Epstein this weird secretive letter. They have secrets in common. I wonder if the secret that Trump knew about was Jeffrey Epstein's Mar-a-Lago proclivities. Remember, I made a video about this yesterday, but in that same drawing that I'm talking about, there's a drawing of Mar-a-Lago that is perfectly traced back to like a picture of that time. So somebody drew Epstein getting a massage at Mar-a-Lago from young girls. I made a video about it on the Adam Mockler channel yesterday. Go check it out. Subscribe to the channel. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.